event. Bob's Wire, Barbara Friedman joins me. A look at social media and the things that are trending, always exciting, and things that I look forward to. When you're with Lester, Bob, what have you got going for us today?
Yeah, I'm gonna talk about a story that actually started kind of making new waves last week. But I thought maybe I noticed some people were using this app, and I thought maybe nobody's got seen the memo. And that is this new app called New Profile Pic, and it kind of does. It's one of those things where you upload your picture to the app, your photo, and then it redraws you into like a little painting. Or like a cartoony painting of your face. And they're kind of cute, and people are putting them all over their profiles. So the story kind of came out last week that this company that has created the app is based in Moscow. And that they, and that by doing this, you're sending all your private data and information to the Kremlin. So I just thought that was, I kind of had a laugh because I've seen quite a few people using it. And I mean, thousands and thousands of people have already uploaded their photos to the servers of this new profile pic, which is apparently based in an apartment block in Moscow. And look, whether they are actually, you know, sending this anywhere is obviously a moot point. I have no idea if that's true. The company says it's not doing anything wrong. The Mail Online interviewed them. Apparently, it's based in both Russia and the British Virgin Islands. They say they've done nothing wrong. So maybe it's all nonsense. Maybe it isn't sending your information anywhere. But I'm always a bit hesitant about using these apps.
I'm there with you. Maybe even a little ambivalent. I understand, of course, how your personal information can be shared in the process. But are we not just a tad too paranoid from time to time?
Well, so this case, this app, the company behind the app is called Linrock Investments Limited. And according to the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists, who did a lot of these offshore leak kind of investigations, and they are a legitimate investigative journalism organization, you know, they've come out and said, you know, it's registered in Moscow, it has a shareholder base in Panama City. So again, it is all linked to those, yeah, like WikiLeaks kind of connections. And so I suppose if you're very worried about your mug
I mean, really, what are they gonna do with my mug? Okay,
I don't know. I don't know what to say. I mean, I think I'm just too old to be completely
It's too much.
Yeah, it's too much.
It's too much.
So I just thought I would put that out there in case you're just loving this app and you've got your photo up there. I don't know. Maybe it's too late. Maybe they've got your number.
I'm going to go check it out.
Go check it out.
Especially for my Monday unkempt look, if you know what I mean. A pub in the UK came under fire from publishing giant Condé Nast regarding its famous magazine Vogue.
Yeah, so this just, although this has been resolved, I think it's one of those stories that is just a great story to tell. So this pub is in a little village, a little hamlet actually called Vogue. And the pub has been there for many, many years, and it's called the Star Inn at Vogue. So somehow, someone obviously got hold of, and it's based in Cornwall, got hold of the Vogue magazine, which is based in London. You know, it's a 7-story tall building, and it's got all, you know, Vogue is like this huge brand. So they sent, the lawyers of Condé Nast sent these little pub owners a cease and desist letter saying that they immediately need to take the name Vogue off their wall of their pub and can no longer use it. And the town, the little hamlet, were all up in arms about this, and they were like, you need to do this, that. So the owner wrote quite a sort of very, not too hysterical letter back to them, just explaining the situation. And I must say that the Condé Nast lawyers did eventually quite quickly respond and say, sorry, you're quite correct. After further research by our team, we should have, you know, we're not doing anything more about it. But, you know, the pub owner said, you know, why didn't you do a bit of research before you sent the letter? And I suppose it goes to that point of these famous brands that take ordinary words. You know, someone wrote, one of the social media people said, you know, what about Madonna when she called her name, that song Vogue?
Yeah.
You know, because...
Well, firstly...
Who owns it?
This small little Vogue pub in a little town called Vogue is now going to make more money than it's ever made in its entire existence.
Best publicity it could ever have got.
Now, secondly, the jury's out. Is Vogue even English? It's French.
It's French.
I mean, really... It's really sometimes absolutely absurd the extent to which especially big corporates would go to protect their copyright.
Yeah, this is a funny story. Example. And of course, the lawyers had to kind of, you know, what's the word, backed up.
The French should sue Vogue
for using their word.
Now, of course, the big one in South Africa was that football match and that collective little sigh that I think all of us go through when it's our turn.
This has gone absolutely viral, and it was during the Curry Cup match between the Pumas and Western Province. So the Xhosa commentators were busy commentating away, and I'm gonna set it up because if you listen, you might not totally know what to listen for. So it's normal commentating, and suddenly all the enormous lights in the stadium all go out because it's load shedding. And the reaction of the commentators is so funny. The footage on the video then also goes to all the audience members using their cell phones and like lighting their little lighters. And then it also goes to the shot of those massive lights all off. I just thought, let's play out that audio.
Absolutely.
Because it's so funny.
That's it.
I mean, this country and the load shedding, this was just the best. And I mean, why would an enormous stadium like that not have
Backup generators? I mean, really, maybe not as animated as that, but that's probably the household kind of experience pretty generally around South Africa. We went, load shedding.
Now we can all channel the commentators, the rugby commentators, and we can all do that. We can all scream load shedding in that tone.
Absolutely. Barb's Wire, Barbara Friedman, looking at, of course, social media and the things trending out on that side. We thank you for your time.